I can't. The whole point of weakness is that he brings you to a place of vulnerability, insecurity, and inadequacy. Perfect, so far as he's concerned. Uncomfortable for you, extremely. Perfect for him, though. He can move in. He isn't going to make you strong. Don't ask for it. That needs to be settled. He's never going to give you something that will keep you at a distance from him or not totally dependent on him. He's going to be your strength and your all-sufficiency. From now on, he's going to be for you everything you need. Your insecurity and inability are just his opportunity. Nice one. He's making you so weak that you develop submission, patience, dependence, perseverance, endurance, fortitude, faith, grace, mercy, humility, and gratitude. All those lovely things. Oh my. You become so grateful that you are no longer strong, but weak. No longer self-confident, but leaning on the Beloved. Now you sing with the joy of the Lord when you're in difficulties, and you thank him because you know he is right there with you in the midst of it all. Now you know that for every problem there's provision, so you wait confidently. I know it's you. It's here somewhere. I'll just wait till I see it. You're confident. You stop trying to escape and trade it for another E word. Embrace. You embrace the cross with joy, knowing Christ is being formed in you, his majesty. You rejoice when you see your old man being killed off. You're no longer screaming to be delivered, but jumping for joy at the relief of walking in the Spirit, not in the flesh or your carnal nature. You can really begin to say, it's no longer I that lives, but Christ that lives in me, and know this is increasingly the truth. After the cross, resurrection life. Christ formed in you. Resurrection life springs forth from you. Rivers of living water flow from you, refreshing others as you love them as he does. See everything from his perspective. Receive the wisdom that comes from above in this life. Reigning over yourself and your circumstances, you put the enemy to flight. Your name is known in hell. Your flesh is under control. You're walking with the Lamb. You're getting the hang of it. There's a place in God reserved for you that he wants you to have that will make others say, you're so far out, you'll never get back. Indeed, absolutely right. This is the place of breakthrough and follow through, living from heaven to earth, not the other way around. Now you don't have a breakthrough and lose it, but you have the strength to follow through. Now you lead others in the same way you've gone, helping them to break through and follow through. There is a place here where the mysteries hidden in God are being revealed to you. He calls you friend. You call yourself his love slave. That circle we talked about is nearly complete. This time round, anyway.